crowd of people last evening. One person was killed, five others were injured. Several people injured, five suspects under arrest following a mass shooting in Philadelphia. Wall Street, the Dow down 255 points. The NASDAQ trading 12 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some brighter days ahead, a great weekend forecast. Today, a transitional day, windy at times, cooler, while the high near 70. Clouds will dominate most of the time through tonight. Low tonight down to about 50. Tomorrow, Friday, nice start to a great weekend. Lots of sunshine, high 71. We'll be teasing 80 degrees Saturday, near 83 Sunday with more sunshine. Beautiful weekend. Mid-80s are back on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
Alabama Congressman Robert Adderholt was not selected to be the next chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. Adderholt was considering a run for that position, but ultimately decided not to do so due to the thin majority that Republicans have in the House. Congresswoman Kay Granger of Texas announced last year that she was leaving the position, which she has held for 27 years. Granger asked that the steering committee select her replacement. The steering committee decided to place Tom Cole of Oklahoma in that position, and Adderholt has since congratulated him. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Police have made an arrest in the case of an explosive device being left outside of the Alabama Attorney General's office this past February. A man from Irondale has been arrested and charged for placing that suspicious package that did detonate in the early morning hours. However, no one was injured. 26-year-old Kyle Calvert is now facing federal charges for malicious use of an explosive. A memorial for the Montgomery County Sheriff's deputy that was killed in an on-duty crash has been set up at the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. The memorial for Deputy Jeremias Young is open to the public starting today and will be available until Sunday. That's so the public can place flowers, cards, and items that will then be given to the Young family. Governor Ivey has ordered flags to be flown at half staff starting Monday, April 15th. That is the day that the deputy will be buried. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Ladies of Liberty are here as well. Allison Sinclair, Amy Beth Shaver. Let's get out to your phone calls, and then we're going to have Lynn Stewart, who's on the Ethics Commission, visit with us for a little while. We'll try to dig down on this because I know y'all are excited about it. You're like, I cannot wait. You're calling people, telling them, hey, they're talking about ethics over on Alabama Unfiltered Radio. But it is important, and we want to make sure that they're not creating, you know, loopholes. You could drive a tractor trailer and a freight train through, but it didn't sound like it. But I don't know Matt Simpson personally, but he actually made sense. And since I do have some personal knowledge of what we did pass, was screwed up, not screwed up nearly as bad as it was when it started. Mm-hmm. Isn't that bad?
Yeah.
When the legislative process, you're like, woohoo, victory. We're not super screwed up. We're just plain old normal screwed up.
That's kind of what I see this as, is like, you're just, there are still pitfalls and unintended consequences in this, but you're just kind of restructuring
right
to shift. You just are going to have to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, your car is still, you know, originally all four quarter panels were mashed in. We got it down to two, and now maybe there's only one smashed in quarter panel.
Yep.
And that's probably fair. Let's go out to your calls. Charles the First of Dewany wanted to weigh in. Charles the First, welcome to the program. We got to move pretty quickly, but we wanted you to have your say.
Okay. I'm going to let you know this, and you can look these things up, especially Allison if she wants to. The person that he had to come in February, I want to say, to talk about this ethics, let's look at him for just a second.
Okay.
His name is Richard Biffault, and he wrote an article called The Contested Right to Vote on November 21st, 2018, which was pro-Al Gore should have won. He also wrote Smart Growth and American Land Use, which these two things are changing states' ethics, ways that ethics are done, and also rural and municipal changes to a state to make it the way that his Columbia University Harvard graduate way of wanting things to be. Have you got me?
Wait. Charles the First of Dewany. So you're telling me that the person who came and spoke on behalf of these new ethics ethics bill.
Yes, sir.
Did he help write it?
He didn't help write it. He came and spoke to the legislature. And this also carries us over to Caleb Taylor's yesterday article about self-governing innovation districts where they can use eminent domain and tax citizens without ever being elected to office or having any repercussions from it. You sure wouldn't have wanted those the legislative people wanting that to talk to Richard, okay?
Okay.
Now, what I was going to say is that's a big climate control thing. As far as the smart growth and American land use, that's to try to use eminent domain. The legislature would go around your county commissioners and others that would normally be in control to make these districts, which would actually follow something like smart growth and American land use.
Yeah, that's not a good plan.
That's not okay.
No, none of it is. And if I could have asked, you know, we might could have had Representative Simpson tell us more why he chose Richard to come speak about this. But
those are good questions. I mean, the enemies of my enemies. Well, no, it's opposite.
Why bring them?
the friends of my enemies.
I wouldn't bring the Columbia Harvard graduate that believes that Gore should have won to be my person speaking for me.
Especially not on ethics.
Yes, and here's the next thing. I read a little bit of this, and it's okay. If it goes civil, that means it would be handled privately. But, you know, just like privately. Okay, here's my thing. Just like with anything, okay? Anthony Daniels, because he is a Democrat, and I'm Republican, but it should not be that we're going to handle one person civilly in a civil manner and the other one's in a criminal manner just because we get to decide which one gets to be which.
That's a very good point.
We can do like Guy Hunt. You get what I'm saying?
We can
pull a Guy Hunt and get him out of office, and we now have this means of doing it, especially if there's no oversight whatsoever from the state's attorney general.
Charles I, you make very good points. I wish we had a debate stage to, because that has been since the day one, since we talked to Stan McDonald about this. My concern is creating a situation where you could do something accidentally. Allison Sinclair does it accidentally. Allison Sinclair votes with me all the time. She gets the slap on the wrist version. You get the criminal charge. And that's the tool they use, and it cannot be arbitrary. But again, I haven't read the bill. That's why we have the people on who are supposedly reading it. And you make a great point, Charles I. We appreciate you.
Okay, thanks a lot for letting me state everything, y'all.
Absolutely,
man, that's good stuff. I mean,
you really do.
Like, dang it, I wish we could go back and ask, but we can ask Chief Justice.
Yes, former Chief Justice will be on earlier. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
I missed part of the first interview, so I'll have to go back and listen to the podcast. But when I called, I was hoping to get to ask him a question. Because you remember the other day when we were talking, I asked, how do the lobbyists report who they're paying and how much to? And is it a site that normal citizens can get on to see what government officials are receiving what from what lobbyists? That would be a question I would really like y'all to ask the ethics guy that's coming on. The other question would be, and I haven't read the bill. Do you know what number the bill is?
Allison probably does.
You know what? I don't. I can look it up.
Hold on. I've got it. House Bill. They passed House Bill 227.
Hey, Bill, what do you want reported? Do you want everything reported or anything over a certain amount of money?
Everything.
Everything. You want that cup of coffee reported? How about the ride in the rain?
Everything.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
But here's the thing.
If you leave a loophole, who's going to use it?
Yeah.
The guy that's crooked.
You know.
So no loopholes.
When we had the version we have, that's very, very strong. When I was offered $1 million a year forever for one vote.
And you didn't take it?
No, I'm a dummy. I wouldn't be here. I would be doing something else. No. That's the thing. I just don't want to create a situation where, you know, you give me a ride in the rain, and that's literally what was illegal in one of the bills, because you're like, hey, I'm going to give Scott a ride. And then and you don't think about it. I don't think about it, because it's a ride to the, you know, to the parking lot. And then somebody sees it, and they're like, oh, I got Bill now. And they just hold on to it until they need it, and they're like, but, you know, that's a crime. And you may not have known, but it's a crime, while other people are doing really bad things. And that's my only – I mean, clearly people don't agree with me on that. And maybe it's because I'm like, I'm trying to do the right thing here, and I may do something wrong. I don't want to be prosecuted for it, even though I'm trying to do the right thing. That's my only point.
Yeah, and I understand that, but there has to be some common sense applied to it. I mean, giving somebody a ride in the rain.
That's right.
Why should that be against the ethics commission?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's because it was from a lobbyist, and it counted as value. And that's how, Bill, we came up with that de minimis word, which was
I haven't read the bill. I will tonight, now that I know the number.
Yes, sir.
But my understanding from some things that I've heard is they want to raise the amount that can be paid either daily or weekly.
Okay. Well, that's we need to know that for sure. So let us know.
I would like to know why that is important.
Yeah, well, if they raise what de minimis is, or whatever the value, because I think they came back to $25. If they're raising that, I would love to know where they're raising it to, because then you start getting into, are they paying you to play golf every day? It's, that begins to become valuable to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Bill, great call,
y'all,
man.
I appreciate y'all taking my call. Y'all have a great
yes,
day.
Yes, sir. I appreciate how much Bill thinks about it, too. Very good comments. Let's go to Eric, and hopefully Lynn Stewart will be on with us right after that or after the break. Eric the Dog, welcome to the program.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Bien, bien. Scott, there's a little thing about some vehicles that you should probably be aware of, since you're a man. Mm-hmm. Cars only have 2 quarter pounds.
Oh, my bad. What's the other one called?
And cars only have 2 fenders, unless it's a Volkswagen, and they have 4 fenders. And some of those older trucks have fenders.
Okay. So which one's the quarter panel, which one's the fender? Fronts
quarter
or backs?
Quarter panels in the back.
Quarter panels are backs. Fenders in the front.
So you don't
I apologize. Dang it. Somebody's got to punch a hole in my man card. Sorry.
I was going to say, I was about to get it.
I apologize from the bottom of my heart, more deeply than Stan McDonald's apology
to the legislature. Whatever. You and OJ apologize all you want. Anyway, too soon.
Wait, did he say OJ?
He did.
Because did you know OJ just died?
Yes. I mean, whichever makes it seem less insensitive.
The world is lost. Oh, man. Hey,
I just want the white Bronco. You think that's around somewhere?
Right. You know, those guys better be careful about changing those laws. The last time they changed those laws, some pretty important people ended up going to jail behind those laws
that they advocated for. Yep.
Just saying. And, you know,
and that's still a mystery to me, Eric. One of the defenses that the former speaker, Mike Hubbard, made was he wasn't doing anything that other people hadn't done. Or weren't doing, and I don't disagree with that, because I think other people had done and were doing. My question is, he did violate the law, but who and why did they decide it was time to remove him? That's the big question. I don't even know if he knows the answer. Maybe he does.
Well, Probably not, but he probably got tricked into agreeing to something. Somebody had him suited up for that law to be the first one shot after, which is what I'm worrying about this one. Who they got sized up for this legislation?
That's
I guarantee
good
you,
question.
It was thought of behind. It was thought of because of something, and I guarantee you, the first time this thing gets enacted, they're gonna give somebody a note.
Somebody's. That's a
wrong,
good question because it's been a number of years, and yeah.
Are we due for an arrest in the state house? Is that what you're saying?
Somebody's causing problems.
You know, every once in a while, the public needs a little red meat, a little politician, throw it in there, you know, make them feel like they can be touched. And you can't give donuts to, never mind. That's wildly inappropriate for the radio. I'll tell you off the air, though.
All right, buddy. Eric, we appreciate you, man. Good points.
So many questions.
Somebody asked at the weight room, you know, what kind of, you know, what do you snack on?
What?
It's like peanuts.
Chocolate milk.
Walnuts. And I was like, absolutely. Well, what kind? Dough.
That was good, Scott.
We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Hey there, folks. It's your trusted real estate professionals, Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader, here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures that you're in the best hands. Personalized service, expert advice, and now more options and opportunities.
So why wait? Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or me, Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, and let's get you moving.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow right now with 0% for 42 months. Retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% for 42 months on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Deesville Ace Hardware and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. They're located on US 31 North, just off the Pine Level exit. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years of serving River Region families with prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous service. Call today and see why your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy Electric for over 30 years. For service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Ben here with Just Blinds in Prattville, your trusted source for all things quality and beauty when it comes to window treatments for your home and business. We want to thank our good friends at Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get our message across to the thousands of Blue Water listeners. Not a day goes by we don't have someone tell us they heard about Just Blinds on Blue Water stations. Radio advertising is a key part of our advertising mix, and we absolutely encourage any business looking to grow to give Blue Water a call.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To the town of Alfreel rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Dixie and Trixie are with us as well. Now, Lynn may not. She doesn't live in a part of the state where she can listen regularly unless she listens online. So,
can you tell her
Dixie
our real
and
name?
Trixie, yeah. Amy Beth Shaver, and Allison Sinclair are the names. Lynn Stewart, former Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court and current member of the Alabama Ethics Commission, is with us. Lynn, welcome to the program. Thank you for being willing to call, and happy Thursday to you.
Thank you. Thank you to Scott and Allison and Amy Beth.
She knows our names.
Oh, my gosh.
She wrote it down.
Yay. Okay. Usually Scott just says those girls that I work with.
Those ladies that I'm stuck with. Did I say work with? Stuck with. Work with.
Either.
Lynn, we had Matt Simpson on, and he was telling us about his legislation. We asked some questions. He says he is closing, fixing things that were wrong in the old ethics bill that we passed when Bob Riley was there. I agree, having been there, it had some problems. It wasn't as bad as the first version they rolled over to the legislature, but it had problems. And so he says he's just fixing those things that are unclear, and that some things will be automatically crimes, other things will be more like infractions, and the crimes will go to the Attorney General's office, the infractions go to the Ethics Commission and you. But some of our callers are asking, well, how do they decide, am I going to get a crime for the same thing that Amy Beth gets as an infraction, and she pays a little fine, I go to prison? Tell us about, because I'm sure you've read the legislation. That's what judgy people like to do. It was always painful to me, but you people in the legal community like to read those things. Tell us your thoughts on it. Is it opening the doors to more abuse? Does it make it more easy? Make it more or less onerous? What are your thoughts?
All right. If you don't mind, I'm going to try to answer a couple of questions that the last caller asked.
Yes.
Because I think it's probably very interested in. As you mentioned, it is okay to give things that are de minimis. And the present dollar limit for that is items worth under $32. So
okay.
No one is prosecuted for buying you a cheeseburger.
Good.
No one is prosecuted for giving you a ride in the rain.
Who set the $32, Lynn? Because at one time they were talking about $25.
Yeah, I think the legislature amended it.
Okay, great.
It should go up for inflation.
Yeah. It should, and under Biden, it may not be $75.
it was $25 at one
yes,
time.
Ma'am.
The other question that he asked that I'd like to answer is, he asked, where can you look at expenditures or gifts or that are given to, let's say, members of the legislature, those who have limitations on what they can accept. Those expenditures are on the Alabama Ethics Commission website. The only thing that the law presently requires to be disclosed is expenditures of over $250 in a 24-hour period.
Oh.
The filings have to be made quarterly, so four times a year. So that's just a quick answer to that.
So if a lobbyist spends $249 on me in a day, I don't have to report it. They're not supposed to, because that would be above de minimis. So there's a gap in between the de minimis and the reporting?
Well, yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, so I think you can get permitted things up to $250 a day and not report them.
Okay.
And then while I'm addressing that, let me just go on and mention that the change to that particular provision in House Bill 227 is that in the future, while now everything over $250 has to be reported, under the new bill, the only thing that would be required to be reported are registration, travel expenses, food, beverages, and hospitality. So there are an awful lot of things. You mentioned playing golf.
Yeah.
What about clothing?
What about four-wheelers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, anyway.
What about boats?
That's a change that, that's a change in the law, and it's one of the provisions of the new bill that I'm opposed to.
I can understand.
The other thing while I'm addressing that is, you know, we have always had, since we've had this present Epic Act, we've had friends and family members who were prohibited sources otherwise were able to give gifts only if they met the definition for being, and it's really friends that are potentially the problem.
Right.
But reasonable factors to be considered were set, such as, were you friends before you had an elected or appointed office?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Did you give gifts to this person before they became an elected or appointed office?
Mm-hmm.
Officer? Certain things like that. The problem with House Bill 227 is that it would permit friends and family members who are otherwise prohibited sources to give gifts. The problem is friend is not defined.
They got rid of the definition?
Yes. And there are no standards provided. And the gift is presumed to be permitted because you're a friend, unless a prosecutor can prove that the person is not a friend. Now, the
and they,
prosecutor,
they,
really,
they
really
put that in there?
Oh.
That's in the proposed bill.
All right, Lynn, I have a quick question. We're going to take a break, and I hope you can stay over because the ladies are getting all kinds of questions. I can see their wheels turning. So has someone taken these points to the representative, and what was his response, if so?
Absolutely. I've personally been part of a number of meetings with the representative. Also had some telephone conversations with him. And I guess a written sheet of things that we find objectionable has been mm-hmm. provided, not just to the representative, but to every member of the legislature.
Okay.
So it's simple as writing.
So it's not like they don't know. It's not like they can say, well, I didn't know that's the way it used to be. So they know now.
Yeah. Right.
Wow. So
let me just say this. I know that you have some issues with the present Ethics Act. And I'm mm-hmm. not here to say that the present Ethics Act is perfect. It's not. There are some things that could be tweaked by the legislature that probably would make things better.
Yes, ma'am.
But that's not what this bill is. Let's make some amendments. This is a repeal and replace.
That's what we're trying to get to the bottom of. Lynn Stewart from the Ethics Commission, former Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, is on with us. Call your friends, call your relatives, call people you like or don't like. They want to hear what she has to say. We'll be back on the other side.
I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight.
David Little, Tucker Pecan. Things are changing in Tucker. They're moving to a new location. Here's Well, I don't think David's here. I think Foster's here.
Yes, it's Foster Grump. I am here. You know, David is out moving stuff for the new location, which is located at 135 Mulberry Street, which is absolutely wonderful. So we are going to be moving over there. And, you know, David has been working really hard trying to get everything moved. And they will be moved over and have all their candies and all their things they sell over at Truck and Pecan. They're going to have them over there on Mulberry Street. They might even surprise you. They're talking about having maybe some casseroles and some chicken salad, pimento and cheese, all kinds of things. They're working on all kinds of wonderful new things. You know, they'd make Jenny jump up, scream, and holler. So that's what we're doing at Tuck and Con. And you know what? They're going to be moving for long. So, you know, you call the same number, 262-4470, and you can get them at Tuck and Con, or you can email them at sales@tuckandcon.com.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carrollscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard. How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the River Region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Hey, my name is Frankie Bumps. I'm one of those guys from Zaza Serious Italian. I want you to know that our competitors ship their lousy sauce in 55-gallon drums across America. Not us. We ship bad people in 55-gallon drums. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some brighter days ahead. A great weekend forecast. Today, a transitional day, windy at times, cooler, well, the high near 70. Clouds will dominate most of the time through tonight. Low tonight down to about 50. Tomorrow, Friday, nice start to a great weekend. Lots of sunshine, high 71. We'll be teasing 80 degrees Saturday, near 83 Sunday with more sunshine. Beautiful weekend. Mid-80s are back on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Webb Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my how they fly.
I'm just saying how long it takes Sky to have a stroke. Welcome back in, everybody. Too Alabama late. Unfiltered Radio.
Too late.
Too late. He's already looking. He's checking the board. Oh, it's all good. Lynn Stewart is with us on Alabama Unfiltered Radio and former Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, current member of the Alabama Ethics Commission, pointing out some very interesting things about this ethics bill that has already passed the House.
Yes.
A repeal and replace, kind of like we were supposed to do on Obamacare, which would have been a positive. I'm not sure this is positive. And she's pointed out some very interesting changes that are being made. And the two she pointed out, not having a definition of what a friend is, which we did try to define in the past, and then basically saying, well, these are the only kinds of gifts you have to report. Mm-hmm. Other gifts are okay. Mm-hmm. That seems like it meets my question that I asked him about loopholes that you could drive trucks through.
Yes.
That seems like it would meet
or
the
requirement. Or a boat, or a really nice new Polaris.
Yes.
Or some nice hunting equipment.
So maybe, I don't. I'm struggling at this point. Those are big deals. Lynn, I know you probably have more. Yes. You're probably like the ladies here. You have a list.
I think a couple of other things I want to mention. I know there was concern by one of the callers about people being treated differently.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the potential problems with this new bill. And really, to understand the new bill, you have to read the new bill, but you also have to look at what the present law is. And let me very quickly, share that with you, because the concern is taking half of the law, removing it from the ethics code, and putting into Title 13, which is the criminal code, and then leaving the other half of it, but making it not criminal anymore, making it purely civil. And
right.
There are a number of problems with that, a number of them, and I'll only have time to mention a couple, but one of the things that would be removed is use of office for personal gain.
Okay.
Well, the way the ethics law is written at this time, use of office for personal gain is sort of interwoven with everything else that's in the ethics law.
Okay.
So to remove it is pretty problematic. There's one particular thing that is curious to me, and that is there's not a reason to remove it. And that is because the attorney general and the district attorneys right now under existing law can prosecute any case they choose under the ethics law. Any.
Oh, really?
That is
okay.
There's concern about pulling part of it out and making it civil only. The other thing is, the Ethics Commission doesn't have the authority to actually do anything on our own with regard to complaints that are filed. Complaints are filed, they're reviewed to see if they're subject to the Ethics Act. Then it's determined if they need to be investigated. If they need to be investigated, we have a fabulous team of investigators, experienced, skilled criminal investigators who investigate the case. If after that it's believed that there's no cause to believe that a violation of the Ethics Act has been committed, it can be presented to the Ethics Commission for dismissal. And if we vote to do so, it can be dismissed. But it can still, even if it's dismissed by us, it can still be prosecuted by a district attorney.
So there's actually two levels of review. If for some reason y'all miss it or mess it up, then somebody else can say, hey, no, that was a violation. Okay?
Right. It provides checks and balances, and that's one of the things I really, really like about this act. If there is probable cause to believe that the offense has been committed, then the commission can either recommend an administrative resolution, and there are criteria set forth in the statute. That's just not wide open to our discretion.
Right.
But if it meets the criteria, we can recommend an administrative resolution. Or if it's a more serious offense, we can simply refer it to the district attorney or attorney general for them to consider prosecution. But either one of those that we do, the final say is by an elected official.
Let me ask this question, Lynn. If, say yes. The Ethics Commission happened to be biased and I did something and they say, you know, that's just wrong, but it's, we'll do it administratively. You owe us $250. Could the Attorney General look at that and go, no, they gave him a yacht.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's purely a recommendation. So the final say is in the hands of elected officials. And as a former elected official for 30 years, I think that's the way it should be. I mean, that's one of the parts of the law.
So I could pay the $250 fine and be prosecuted by the Attorney General, or is that double jeopardy in some way?
No, because they would have to approve the payment of the fine.
I see. Okay, I gotcha. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's a really, really good part of the act. The other thing about splitting things up is the things that it would remove from what's done now. For example, the opinions that are given by the Ethics Commission. I believe that the vast majority, 99.99% of all of our state employees, county employees, local employees, and elected and appointed officials at all levels of government want to obey the law. But they sometimes need to know what the law is. So at this time, they can ask for an informal opinion. They can tell the staff of the Ethics Commission what they propose to do, and then they can get an opinion about whether that is permissible conduct or not. It's simply informal advice.
Right.
On the other hand, if they want to have some legal protection, and it's not absolute legal protection, but if they want to have some legal protection, they can ask for a formal opinion. Formal opinions, once there are drafts, and typically there are at least two drafts, unless it's just absolutely clear what the answer should be. Sometimes there are even three drafts of possible answers that will be considered by the commission. But they are public. They are available for people to comment. People can come to the commission meeting and have their say about whether they agree with this, with A, B, or C, whichever opinion. Once the commission adopts an official opinion, that provides a limited amount of legal protection.
Yeah, I mean, somebody could still go after you for it, but, you know, in the real world, if I'm like, hey, Lynn and the gang said, they told everybody this, that carries some weight. Yeah, but that seems better. I mean, because there's always a need for guidance. Hey, look, we're the Ethics Commission, and this is what we think the law actually says, so y'all can have some, or we can have some confidence in it. That makes sense. They're removing that?
Well, that would be gone if they split everything up. There won't be a way for the Ethics Commission to answer those because part of the ethics law would no longer be under the Ethics Commission's jurisdiction.
Is that on that list of things that they've been told?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Lynn, I'm just curious, in your opinion, because this is kind of out of nowhere, you know, 2010 is when, I guess, the last legislation was passed. Why now? Like, what is the impetus of this?
I really don't know. I mean, I really and truly do not know.
Well, Lynn Stewart, we appreciate you being on. You have been tremendously so helpful, and we'll try to stay in touch with you. And thank you for your service and in all the different capacities. And if you think of something else you need us to know or want us to get out, or you can always text it to us or come back on the show.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lynn Stewart, former Chief Justice and current member of the Ethics Commission. Fascinating.
It was really good.
Really.
Good information.
It was good. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back. On you.
Deal.
Lowe's Fresh Inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP, $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 month lease with $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Hey, Biscuits fans, on Friday, April 12th, during the opening homestand, the first 1,000 fans will get a fabulous handheld Riverwalk Stadium replica presented by Lexus of Montgomery. For tickets and information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call us at 323-BALL.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
She listens way too much.
It's so funny.
So you said, Allison says, that really is the question. And Siri says,
sure, just ask.
Have y'all seen the thing where the guy's driving? It's totally made up. But he says, Alexa, so-and-so. And Siri goes, who's Alexa? And he says, she asks like some question, like, what's the weather going to be or whatever? And she won't answer. And he says it again. And she's like, no. And he says, just tell me what the weather is. And she's like, why don't you ask that Alexa? Beep.
No way.
Or ask that beep, Alexa.
That reminds me of the State Farm commercial. She sounds hideous.
I absolutely love that commercial.
The original Jake from State Farm before he got DEI'd out.
Hey, guys.
And I love the new guy. He cracks me up, too. He's funny. But still, I'm like, couldn't he been, you know, John from State
Farm?
Why
can't they just alternate?
Why can't you just have two separate guys?
But both named Jake. Commercial
Jake and John.
Line.
Oh, they can both be Jake.
Jake
I think
and
that's
Drake.
Funnier.
Oh, both of them be Jake?
Yeah.
That would be good. Right, but listen. He did get DEI'd out, right?
Mm-hmm.
He gone.
Before we talk about Carrie Lake, because you said Carrie Lake.
Mm-hmm. And the Biden education.
And Biden education and the fact that Mike Johnson is a tool. I said it. You're I need to tell meaning. Y'all something very important. This is kind of perfect
because really? We only confession?
Have. I can't tell if this is serious or not.
There's a high level of lead and cadmium in Lunchables kits. We're all going to
really?
Die.
Really?
What is cadmium?
A thing that's
and
not good for us.
And how do you get
us.
Lead in a Lunchable?
So some consumer advocacy group tested 12 store-bought Lunchables. And I need to know if you fed your kids Lunchables, if you ate their Lunchables. I don't know. And I know we're on the way to some seriously deep conversation. But guys...
Consumer Reports urges
poisoned with heavy metals.
Urges the USDA to remove Lunchables?
Mm-hmm. I mean, did you really think they were healthy and not full of other things? I mean, it's processed, mushed together turkey, and then you got some Ritz crackers in there, which if you
read
up
on
Ritz
crackers,
they're going to kill us all.
Right,
right. They're banned in Europe.
What?
And then you got some processed cheese. I mean, I know.
Like, what did you think was going to happen? And was there a time in my life where I bought my kids Lunchables? Yes, and then they got expensive, and I was like, this is trash
anyway.
Yeah,
they did get expensive. Yeah.
They got really expensive, and then you read the back with all the sodium, and so you know, but I'm just telling you, in case you didn't know.
Well, it's like, okay, look, I knew I was buying a certain amount of poison.
Right.
But I didn't know I was getting lead and cadmium and all those things. Yep. Those were extra freebies that I didn't want to purchase.
That I was taking my risk on the salmonella and the other heavy metals.
But because you go, am I going to just do McDonald's in the car today while we're running errands and in between stuff? Or am I going to pick out Lunchables?
After we saw the story about all the ingredients in the old Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
After all the, you know, everybody, let's just be honest. Everybody thought, I'm getting chicken.
That's safe chicken.
And all the women with their Stanley Cups heading down to Chick-fil-A.
Their lead-filled Stanley Cups.
We're getting chicken. I don't want to eat that nasty burger from McDonald's. I'm getting chicken at the Chick-fil-A. They kind of sold us on that. I've got this bad, sneaky feeling.
Oh, no.
That we're going to go full circle and find out the healthiest of the fast food places is probably McDonald's and KFC.
I agree with you, Scott Beeson.
I'm serious.
Can't
we're going to go back to the old school, maybe probably
don't
Wendy's.
Don't forget Taco Bell.
Oh, I'm going to laugh if it ends up being Taco Bell. Like the healthiest of the spectrum ends up being like
Taco
Bell.
Do you know how bad this is for me?
Which
Why?
Part?
Because, you know, I used to work when I graduated. I went and worked at Chick-fil-A's home office in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they served us free lunch every day. It was awesome.
I bet.
But do you know how many days in a row I ate Chick-fil-A?
Probably a lot.
I bet
Why
I
wouldn't
lead.
You? Why wouldn't you eat that every day?
I don't know. But
I mean, it is good.
And it is so good. At least it looks like chicken. Like McDonald's nuggets.
No, don't be cracking on those. That's white meat. I love some chicken nuggets.
Because they bleach it.
With some barbecue sauce.
I'm sorry.
I think that is.
I'm
you know who that was
so
put out
sorry
by?
You just said that.
That was put out by Big Chicken.
That big beef.
Big Chick-fil-A.
That is chunks of leftover parts.
Yeah, but it might be real parts as opposed to plastic.
Well, you're describing a hot dog.
Yeah, just grind up the bones and everything, but at least it's natural.
Well,
nuggets,
so is Bo's throw up in my car. You want to go eat it?
Well,
because it looks like
it was eggs. Did you feed him eggs?
No, it